Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I'm coming to you today from the porch of my little cabin, which is situated about 100 yards behind my house back in the trees. If you were just helicoptered in here, you may think you were out in the wild somewhere with all these trees around and the way I've got it situated. But in truth, we're in pretty much in civilization, close to my home. But on the front porch is where I do a lot of my writing these days, and it's also a very good place to record. Now, what I want to talk to you about is a good recipe for preparing game birds. Now, I used grouse up in Colorado on our hunt recently. We had about 4 grouse quartered up, and I'll tell you how I did. It's easy to cook game birds where they're done, but getting them flavorful and tender is the trick. This is a great recipe, and just remember, you could even use chicken with this if you wanted to, but it's tailor-made for tougher cuts, you know, game birds. Begin by quartering the birds up, you know, and dust them with your favorite dry seasoning. Now, this could be salt and pepper. It could be Lowry seasoning salt, Montreal seasoning, whatever you like. Dust them liberally with that. Now, put them in a Ziploc bag, and if you have time, put them in your ice chest or put them in your refrigerator for 24 hours. Just let them kind of take that seasoning. Now, this is not an absolute must, but if you have time, do that. Now, put a little Louisiana hot sauce on there, not Tabasco. You don't want it real hot, but Louisiana hot sauce is a milder sauce, and it will give a little bit of a flavor to it, but it'll also give the flour something to adhere to when you get ready to fry them. So, let's begin with dust our pieces of grouse or pheasant or chucker, whatever. Dust it with flour. Drop them in each piece in a big cast iron skillet with some hot cooking oil. And you want to make sure that the cooking oil is hot, say 300 degrees. You want it to sizzle when you drop a little bit of flour in there. So basically at this point, just cook it until it's brown. Now, you want to go in and remove these pieces of each one of your pieces of chicken or grouse or whatever you're cooking, and drain most of the grease out, put a little milk in there, and mix some flour with some milk and make you a gravy. You could even use a canned mushroom gravy that would also work just fine. But this is a gravy dish, so either use canned mushroom gravy or make some cream gravy. Now, to this, you want to put your birds back in there, and in another skillet, saute a couple of small onions or one larger onion. Saute that and put that in there with it. It'll be translucent when you put it in there. It won't be fully cooked and fully tender. Now, put your lid on your cast iron skillet. I guess you could use a crock pot for this, or you could bake it in the oven at low temperature for a while. But the key is cooking it slow and long. Now, with our grouse, what I did, after about, I'd say, an hour of slow cooking in the cast iron skillet with the lid, I removed the pieces and I deboned them and then put just the grouse meat back in the skillet with the gravy. And at this point, it gets really, really easy. About a cup of, I use instant rice. I used to use only jasmine rice, but I found that instant rice has almost as good a flavor, and it's so much easier to work with. Add, depending on how much you have in your skillet, how much content, add a cup of rice and a cup of water to your already, you know, moisture that's in there, your gravy. So let that, put the lid on it, and just turn it off if you're using instant rice. You don't have to worry about cooking the instant rice. 5 minutes setting up and your instant rice is ready. So after 5 minutes, if it's instant rice, just take the lid off, stir everything in to incorporate that rice really well in with your grouse pieces or your chicken or your pheasant or whatever. Stir that all together, and you'll probably want to add a little bit more black pepper and salt. But I guarantee you that'll be a dish that you can really enjoy. Now, if you want to make that before you go out on your next outdoor outing, you can do that, and you can put it in a Ziploc bag and freeze it. Folks, I've really enjoyed being with you today. Do remember the archives here at hppr.org. You can go there and the shows, click on Outdoors with Luke Clayton. You can listen to these for a long, long time. We'll be back with you next week. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Tex Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force Air Guns, Shockstrap, Night Sight, and SunOpticsUSA.com.